Good morning. All right. So we are on week 5 of Proverbs. And last week we explored how what wisdom is and what it isn't. And one of the purposes of Proverbs is to empower us to live a life that calls out the best of you, right? In different scenarios and moments. It is being able to tap into that, the wisdom, to be able to tap into what God not necessarily what he wants you to do in every particular moment, but to empower you to live a life that's full of life, full of his grace, wisdom, love, and power. And when Solomon wrote Proverbs, he wrote as a father writing to his child, pleading for his son to gain wisdom, to understand what it means to fear the Lord, to understand what it means in the wide scope of life, not to get caught in the little mundane things, reminding his son that the beginning of wisdom is to get wisdom, to give everything you have to acquire wisdom. Because in life, there are two paths, Solomon says. He says there are two different routes. They're wide, but there are two routes. And one is the path of light. It's this path of being wise, of wisdom. And the other path is of darkness. It's a place where you don't really know what's going on in life. You don't know what is happening, right? It's this life of folly. And what is really important about this, what path we take is fully dependent on our heart. So I'm in this field called education technology, and it's so new to me. The only technology I knew was, like, I worked at Apple, and now I'm at a school working with technology, and it's so different. I've been in it for about 2 years, and I'm learning so many new things. But one of the things that I've recently learned is something called source code. Does anyone know what source code is? All right. So if I mess up, you can help me out here. I have a very simplistic understanding of source code. So the experience we have on our phones, the experience we have on our computers, the web browsers, that is all based off this code called source code. And it is created from numbers, characters, and letters. And this code tells the browser, the app and the apps and the computers, how to display the images, how to display the text, the colors, the fonts, interactivity, and so much more. So everything that we experience comes from this code. In other words, this source code is the foundation of everything we experience digitally. And so similarly, the heart is our source code for life. It is the foundation of who we are. How, when we interact with people, it's how we respond. It's what we say, it's what we do, what we believe. Our heart is the source code in our life. Solomon writes in Proverbs, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet, to pass for your feet, and be steadfast in all your ways. And do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." So I want to focus on the part, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. See, this idea of heart in the ancient world, it's all your thoughts. It's Your heart is everything you think of. It is your will. It is the place you make decisions. It is where your emotions are stored. It is all those experiences that you've had. It all lives here. So your heart is this inner world that has been created from everything up until this point. And from our inner being flows everything that we do, everything that we are, how we choose to live, and who we will eventually become. So it's important that what we allow in to this inner world, it's important how we allow, what we allow in. And in this day and age, there's just so much data, so much information, so many thoughts literally bombarding us. And so we have to figure out, right? We have to understand, what do we allow inside? So in a source code, whatever is entered into a source code, there will be a change in the element of the programming. So you input something, there's going to be a different output. Regardless, there's always going to be something that changes. You add something in, if it's left there, it is going to change the experience. So this idea of source code is, we have to figure out, right? Or we have to decide what we allow in. See, we have so many thoughts. And they say about every human has about 6,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts. That's a lot of emotions and thinking and just even like, have you ever started washing dishes and all of a sudden you see like a squirrel, and then you think about your dog that you had growing up, and all of a sudden you think about completely different things. Like you start thinking about your childhood and then about a car that you recently, you know, had, and it just, there's a huge stream, a long flow of thoughts and emotions in a given moment. So our thoughts are powerful. They bring up so many emotions, and we based a lot of our actions and our words off it. And those thoughts, if allowed to take root and thrive in our inner world, can be harmful to us and our relationships if they aren't thoughts and if they aren't feelings that are healthy. If they aren't things that are beneficial to us. And like weeds, they can grow and choke out the good. They can take up space and seize the nutrients that are for the best of us. Right? And so without vigilance, without taking ownership of what we allow into ourselves, we can find ourselves becoming someone we don't want to be. So Proverbs says, we will find ourselves in a path of darkness if we do not guard our heart, if we're not vigilant. See, if we don't inhabit our inner world, our heart, and our space, the world will inhabit it for us. If we don't inhabit our heart, our inner space, if we are not taking ownership of our lives, the influence from the outside will inhabit it. The world will decide what thoughts we should have, what thoughts we should hold, how we should respond to people, how we should live, what we should believe. And if we don't choose out to occupy our inner being, our propensity will be to exist in a place that's at our lowest level. We will exist at our default. And when we live and when we think at this low level, then that becomes our truth. And I'm not sure if you've noticed, but in our current culture, it's like, live how you feel. Your feelings are truth. They're your truth. And although that there is some important thought in realizing how people feel, feelings are fleeting. Feelings change all the time. And when we resort to feelings being truth and being our truth, there is something to be said, because feelings, there's more to it, right? And so when we live and when we think at this low level, it becomes our truth, and everything that we are will flow from those feelings. It's important that we gain mastery of our heart. It's important that we gain mastery of our inner world, or it will master us. master your inner world, or it will master you. If we don't have control of our inner being, if we don't have control and we don't guard our heart, everything that will flow from it will not be from God. It won't be from who we are, who we want to be. See, the book of Proverbs is dedicated in empowering you and me to take ownership of our inner world. Proverbs points to wisdom so that we can gain mastery over our lives. And there are a few things that it points to. Did that? Proverbs 4:25 says to let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. This idea is if we're going to go somewhere, if we're going to move, we have to understand what our values are in life. What is most important to us? Right after Solomon said to guard your heart, he says to create values, to look straight ahead, to fix your eyes where you want to go. Who do you want to be? Who is God calling you to be? And create these values, create these boundaries. See, in source code, there's something called proprietary source code and open source code. Open source code is for everyone to gather this code. They have access to it, and they could input what they want. And it allows for everyone to share. So if you have open source code and you allow people to be able to change programming, you can allow them to change what you see, right? So for example, this is the best way I can think of it. In video games, there's just a video game. And in PC, personal computers, you can share the code and people can edit the video game as they see fit. So you can add a completely different story, completely different experience to it. And those game developers, those people who've created these games, they want that to happen. They want people to experiment, to explore. But it changes the dynamic of the experience. And then there are other components where, such as Apple for the longest time, they wanted their particular experience to be unique, uniform. If it didn't align with what they believed, they did not want it to be changed. So for the longest time, their source code was proprietary. It was private. It was closed. And so they did not allow people to change their code. And so this concept, this idea is Apple valued simplicity, beauty, and they wanted it to work across everything. And with us, in our lives, what do we value most? If we value love, if we value peace and kindness and all the things that come from God and His Spirit, whatever input tries to come in, we have to be able to remove that. It's like, does this follow where I want to go? Is this the goal for my life? Is this what God wants from me? And do we allow that, or do we close our source code to it? So what are our goals? What are our values in our life? Sorry. The second thing is reflection. And I believe Pastor Dave spoke on this last week, is that reflecting is so important. And Solomon says, give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Be careful to where you're stepping. Be observant with what you're doing. Reflect on who you are becoming. And I think it's so hard. Sometimes over a period of time, you can expose yourself to things that are not, you can expose yourself to conversations and people and movies and things and music, and maybe at first it won't affect you. Maybe at first you don't see your language changing. You don't see that you're predisposed to certain things, but over a long period of time, you can start to see the effects and impact and the influence that people, words, thoughts, and ideas have on your life. And so it's so important to reflect on a daily and on a daily like time and weekly, and this idea of being able to reflect on your path. So reflection is huge. So Solomon said to watch and where you're going, to be careful and thoughtful of your paths. And he said to, and then this is another important aspect, and this isn't in Proverbs, but it's this idea of we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And this is in 2 Corinthians 10:5, to capture every thought and make it obedient. Right, so we have this idea of creating values. What is your value in your life? What do you want to allow in? We have this idea of reflecting and then being active, taking captive these thoughts. So in my school, there's this botanist, and he takes care of both campuses so beautifully, and there's so many different gardens. And I remember I just stopped one day as he was pulling out some plants, and I was like, hey, what's happening? Like, I'm actually interested. And he'd shared that there's been weeds growing in different parts of the garden, and that not only he can't just like fully pull them out, he's been inspecting them for quite some time. And in inspecting them, he has to be reflective of what are the sources, what are the outside effects that are happening, that weeds are growing, because he couldn't figure out like why this is happening. He's cleared the soil, he's changed the soil, he's planted different plants, he's even put certain chemicals to make sure that these weeds aren't growing, but he can't figure out why they keep sprouting. And so he's going in, and his point was, it's so important to tend your garden. It's so important to be observant, because what comes in, we may not know the influences that we really have, but when we are reflective and we take captive these thoughts, we have to take captive these thoughts. And so Proverbs is this book on wisdom. It's on this idea of how do we navigate life. And it doesn't give us these step-by-steps, but it does empower us to live a life that's fully ours, and a life that God has called us to. And that is to find values, to be reflective, and this idea of taking captive every thought. It is important to understand that if we don't gain mastery of our heart, it will gain mastery over us.